Slurm starts late. First of all, who's sponsored this morning? Oh, Mikey. Mikey did everything, right? Shkoyach for Mikey for sponsoring everything. There's Hashem. All good things. Okay, so I have to apologize. In the Mar Mekoymis, for some reason, I guess I made a mistake. It was late last night. It's the Mar Mekoymis start from number three. So there's one and two that's missing. So that... that will just, I'll tell you outside. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we'll start like this. You know, obviously when we think of Nisan, what comes to mind is Pesach. That's the Iker of Nisan. But the truth is, there's another seasonal mitzvah, I guess you can say, that's associated with Pesach. And this is talking going to be a surprise because the title is not on the Marakim. So you guys don't know what I'm talking about. So Birchas Ilanis, making a bracha on a blossoming tree, a blossoming fruit tree. So Birchas Ilanis, as we'll see in a second, that's a bracha, that an opportunity that a person has to make such a bracha during the time of Nisan. Now, we'll see in a second some of the Marma comes about where this bracha is coming from and the inyan of it, but just right away, the fact that Birchas Ilanis, a bracha on a blossoming tree is, as we'll see in a second in the Gemara, it's the Yoyme Nisan, during the times of Nisan. So it's not a coincidence. It obviously has to be connected to Pesach. So that's what we're going to learn this morning, a little bit about Birchas Ilanis. But as an intro to that, so again, you don't have this Marmukken on the page, but just to start with something about Pesach. So in Meseches Pesachim, so the last parak, Arvei Pesachim, so the Mishnah begins like this. Again, you don't have this, but the Mishnah says, Arvei Pesachim Samulcha Mincha, that Erev Pesach, right before, close to Mincha time, the afternoon of Erev Pesach, lo yoichel adam achetachshach. A person is not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to have a suda. You can have a real suda Erev Pesach in the afternoon until nighttime. Whereas you're not supposed to eat a lot of food and to have a suda Erev Pesach afternoon until the Seder. Why? So the Rashbam says the reason is as follows: kedei sheyechol matzah shel mitzvah letei oven. Because we want to be able to, the mitzvah Pesach night nowadays primarily is for sure is matzah. So you want to be able to eat matzah letei oven with, you want to be able to enjoy it, that it should be with with a taiva. You should have a pleasure in eating the matzah. Mishum hidr mitzvah, it's a nicer mitzvah to do it like that. So that's why don't eat a lot Erev Pesach. So when you come into the Seder, you're hungry and you'll appreciate and you'll enjoy the matzah. It's a hidr mitzvah. Okay, so that's what the Rashbam says. It's a little bit strange. The Achorin already pointed this out, that I don't know, why is it a hidr in the mitzvah of matzah? The mitzvah is to eat matzah. It doesn't say in Chumash, Shivas Yamim Teichel Matzis with Gishmak. It doesn't say that. It says, Shivas Yamim Teichel Matzis. You should eat, Erev Teichel Matzis. It says you should eat matzah Pesach night. Okay, so I'm eating matzah Pesach night. Why is it a difference if I'm enjoying it, not enjoying it? I'm excited by it, not excited by it? Okay, we understand. I guess it's nice to enjoy it, but if you think about it, maybe you can make the opposite. Maybe why should my guf, right? Why should my body be so excited about eating matzah? Let me be kind of full, and when I eat matzah, I'm only eating it l'shem shemayim. But no, says Rashbam, it's a hidr mitzvah in matzah. If it's eaten l'ti oven, if it's eaten and you have a geshmak in eating the matzah, that needs a little explanation. Why? What's the connection between the mitzvah of eating matzah and enjoying it? Okay, but that we'll get to at the end. Okay, so it's like this. That was Marmukken number one. Okay, so now Marmukken number two. So there's before we get to the bracha of Birchas Ilanis, the bracha that we're familiar with when you make that bracha once a year, there's another bracha which maybe we're not so familiar with. Again, you don't have this in front of you, but it's a Gemara in Brachas Nun Ches Mebeis, and that's really what we're going to be learning today, which is comparing and contrasting these two brachas. Okay, you'll see in a second. So there's a Gemara in Brachas Nun Ches Mebeis. The Gemara says as follows: Ton Rabbanan, Haroya pil, kuf, kofuf. If a person sees like a very unique, strange animal, like Gemara's examples, like a monkey or an elephant, these are not commonplace things. So if a person sees like a crazy zach. Oimer baruch mishan habrius. Mishan es habrius. There's a bracha to make. Bracha to Hashem alkinim al chaylam. Mishan es habrius. Mishan habrius that Hashem makes like crazy stuff. Right? That's a bracha mishan habrius. Fine. Then the that's a bracha that sometimes you make. Then the Gemara, then the Brisa says as follows: Ra bria is toivos, the ilon is toivos. If a person sees very beautiful things that Hashem created, Hashem, you know, an unbelievably beautiful sight, or ilon is toivos, or beautiful trees. So says the Brisa, Oimer, there's a bracha to make, which is bracha to Hashem lekina melech olam, shekach aloi ba'olam, that this is what Hashem has in the world, shekach aloi ba'olam. So that's by saying Briyas Toivus, Ilanis Toivus, the Rishonim say even not a human being. If a person sees a human being, that's a Briyas Toivus, that's a very extremely handsome. So it's also, you make a bracha, Shekach Alay Ba'Lamay. Shekach Alay Ba'Lamay. That's bracha number one. Now, the reason why most people have never heard of such a bracha, as we'll see soon, our minig is not to make such a bracha, but we'll see why. But that's one bracha. And then there's another bracha which we're more familiar with. Take a look, now you have the Marmakim, it's Marmakim number three. This is a Gemara also in Brachas, Mem Gimel Mebeis. Right, so the first Brach I mentioned, Shekach Aloi Ba'ilamai, that's Nun Ches Mebeis, and this is a Gemara, Mem Gimel Mebeis. Amrav Yehuda, this is an Amayra. Amrav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Hai Man Denofik B'Yoymi Nisan, a person that goes out during the times of Nisan, during the days of Nisan, V'chazi Ilani Dekamalav Levi, and he sees a tree that's budding, that's blossoming. Oimer, there's a bracha to make, which is Baruch Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shlechiser Ba'Olam Eklom, Ubarabai Brias Toivos, Vilanis Toivos, Leisnais Behem Bnei Adam. And Hashem, nothing's missing in the world. Hashem created beautiful things, good trees for people's pleasure. That's the bracha. That's Brachas Ilanis. Now, by the way, just a little bit on the side, the Gemara never says that if a person goes out during the times of Nisan and sees fruit trees that are budding. All the Gemara says is Ilani de Kamalav Levi. So everyone just assumes it means like fruit trees. You see a fruit tree. It's not so pashit. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch, there's no mention of it being a fruit tree. In fact, it's later Achreinim that make the assumption that it's talking about a fruit tree. But if a person, let's say, L'mashal, made a bracha on a tree that was blossoming and they realized afterwards that it's not, that it wasn't a fruit tree, it was just a blossoming tree. So b'di'avad yoytze, the Gemara doesn't say anything about a fruit tree. But I'll go upon him, this is the bracha of Birchas Ilanis. Okay, so fine, there's two Gemaras. You have a Gemara, a person sees just beautiful things, trees also, but a person sees beautiful things, shekach aloi ba'olamai. And the specific thing, you see a budding fruit tree, a blossoming tree, so that's Birchas Ilanis. Take a look at Marmakot number four. This is Shulchan Atar from the Kamarna. Okay, the Kamarna, in his, he... Shulchan HaTorah is like a Shulchan Aruch that the Kamarna wrote, incorporating Kabbalah and Pnimius. So in Siman Reish Chavav, which is a Siman in Shulchan Aruch talking about Birchas Ilanis, the Kamarna says a Chiddush. He says like this, V'ham Mavarech, someone that connects these two brachas together, and the person says, Shekach Aloi V'lei Chiser Ba'olam Eklom, he makes a tziruv, he makes a connection between these two brachas. So he says, Shekach Aloi, which is the first bracha that the Gemara said on Nun Ches Mebeis, and he also says Shlechisa Ba'Olam Eklum, which is Birchas Ilanis Amem Gimel Mebeis, and he connects it in one nosach. So Ein Mishtavish, that's not a mistake. You don't. It sounds like you shouldn't do it, but if a person did such a thing, it's not a mistake. He was Yaitse, the Yichavin, and he should have Kavana. If he's going to do this thing, he should have Kavana L'Shem Kacha. When he says Shekacha Loi Ba'Olamai, he should have Kavana to the Shem Hashem that's called Kacha. What's Kacha? Which is Rosh Hashanah, Keser Kol Aksarim, the crown of all crowns. Shem Noira, it's a wondrous name of Hashem, that Mekubal, that it's the tradition is, Lahalos HaNeshamos L'Sharsha. That through this name of Chaf Chaf Hei, Rosh Hashanah, Keser Kol Aksarim, it's a skula to be able to take an Hashem and to return it to its source. So that's the Kavan. If a person does, it's like, I'm not telling you to do it, but if you did it, Shekach Aloi V'Lechis B'Olam Eklum, that's the kavana to have. That Koch is Rosh Hashanah, Keser Kol Aksar. Okay. Huh? I don't know. Okay, what's going on over here? Bechlal, what's going on by Birchas Ilanis? It's in the Kisvei Ari. We don't find any inyan by Birchas Ilanis. There's no kavanas. So that, yeah, so we don't, in the Arizal we don't find a mention of that. The connection between fixing neshamas and birchas ilanis is not made by the Arizal. It's later mekubalim. We do find in the Zohar Kaddish does tell us that there's such a thing as neshamas, you know, gulgulim. And so there's such a thing that neshama can be reincarnated in inanimate objects, right? And then it has to sort of work its way up, right? It has to go from daimim to tzemeach, then from tzemeach to chai to medaber, and then it can find its tikkun. So the Zohar Kaddish does tell us different times in the year where those upgrades happen. So neshamas that are stuck in inanimate objects, there's a certain time in the year where they're allowed to upgrade to tzemeach, and there's another time in the year where they're allowed to upgrade from tzemeach to chai, and then from chai to medaber. So the time of the year where neshamas are upgraded from tzemeach, from plant life, to chai, that's by Nisan. It's by Nisan. So that's what later mekubalim say, well, maybe that's the inyan of birchas ilanis. That birchas ilanis is during the times of Nisan, which is when neshamas that are in tzemeach, that are in plants and trees, are allowed to sort of upgrade to the next madrega. That's the time of Nisan. So maybe that's the inyan of birchas ilanis. To be Mesak and Neshamas, to allow them to move upward from Tzemeach to Chai. But that's not from the Arizal. I mean, that, again, the idea of there being a timeline and for Aliyas of Neshamas, that's from the Zohar Kaddish. But to connect it to Birchas Ilanis, that's something for later Mekubalim. So again, that's not clear. So again, he's at Lahalas and Neshamas Lasharshan. That's the name Kaf Kaf Hey. But so I guess what we'll do now is suggest maybe a little bit of a different approach about what Birchas Ilanis is about. Again, not contradictory to what the later Mekubalim say, but just another element, and we'll take it from there. But let's go from Halacha first. Again, so we have two brachas. You have, again, as the Gemara said in Nun Ches and Mebeis, a person sees Briyas Tavis and Ilanis Tavis. So you say, Shekach Alay Bailame. None of us has ever heard of such a bracha, right? Why not? So we don't make it. Why not? So let's see. So take, so there's two things. What's, like, I guess the first fundamental question is, like, what's the nature of that bracha? What's the nature of that bracha? So take a look at Maramaka number 5. This is from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachas in Perek Yud records this this bracha. Okay, so we'll see the first part of the sentence. The Rambam says as follows: Haraya, and we have to, you know, the Rambam always is very meticulous. So the Rambam says Haraya Briyas Nois Umusukanis Biyaser and Vilanis Tayvais Kain Mevarech Shekach Alay Baylamei. The Rambam threw some extra words in there. The Rambam says. So he's quoting this Gemara that if you see Briyas Tavis, Ilanas Tavis, you make a bracha Shekach L'Bilom. The Rambam added, Haraya Briyas Nais Umusukanis Biyaiser. And the way, if you see creations of Hashem that are beautiful, but in an extreme way, extremely beautiful, right? The Ilanas Tavis, including in that, is also extremely beautiful trees. Kain Mavarach, this is what you should say Shekach L'Bilom. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar Tzion in Siman Reish Chaf Hey. You don't have this in front of you, but the Shaar Tzion says from the Rambam it's clear that this bracha. First of all, two things you see from the Rambam. First of all, this bracha is instituted. You have many different categories of brachas, right? So you have a category of bracha. Let's say, for example, of like a brachas that you say because of hana, because of pleasure, right? I mean, eating and drinking and things like that. But there's also hanas re'iyah. There's also pleasure in seeing things, right? So there are certain brachas that we make, you know, Baruch Mashan Habriyas. Like that was the context of this bracha was recorded in the same brisa. So you see a monkey, you see an elephant, so you make a Mashan Habriyas. What's the nature of that bracha? It's a Hanoadika bracha. It's like, you know, you see something new, it's exciting, right? So there's a certain excitement. So that's a Birchas Hanoah. It's a Hanoah's Ri, it's the pleasure of seeing something. So the Rambam held that this bracha of Shekach Alay Baylamei is also in that category. It's the bracha that you make on seeing something that gives a certain amount of pleasure because it's so unbelievably amazing. And the Rambam says, therefore, it's not just like seeing a nice thing or a nice tree. It has to be mesukanis b'yoyser, extremely, extremely beautiful and like something really breathtaking, you know? Ad kedei kach, the Rambam then, his language is also, not only does the Rambam add the words mesukanis b'yoyser, like extremely, you know, extremely beautiful, the Rambam also said, Aray Briyas Nais Musakanas Briyas of Ilanis Taivais. The Rambam could have just said, Mavarach, you make the bracha, Shekach Alay Baylamei. The Rambam said, like, Kain Mavarach, this is how you have to make the bracha. Almost making it sound like the person feels compelled to make a bracha, they just don't know what to say. The Rambam says, Kain Mavarach, say this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's almost as if the excitement is so amazing that they just need to express themselves and they just don't know what to say. So everyone says, okay, Kein Mevarach, say it like this. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion, so it means that the sheet of the Rambam is that this bracha is only under those conditions, which is something that's extremely breathtaking and beautiful, and you feel like almost compelled to make a bracha, and you just don't know what to say. He says, Rambam, Kein Mevarach, make this bracha. Because of this, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's why our minhag is not to say it, because who can, you know, it's hard to, you know, sort of feel within yourself whether you've hit that threshold. So the minhag is not to. But that's what this bracha is about. So this is, again, so you see from the Rambam, this is a bracha within the category of Hanas Re'iyah. It's a birchas hananin because of experiencing something amazing. Again, the threshold of amazing is so high that, you know, for this bracha that we don't hold ourselves to be confident enough to hit it. But that's what this bracha is. Okay. That's what he says. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
There are places in the world that you see, do see trees that are from Amish.
Yeah.
Just because it's different than what we see here.
Right. Listen, technically speaking, if it hits that threshold, then you would make a bracha. The meaning is not to, because it's hard. You know, it's hard to. It's subjective. It's subjective.
There's certain things that are in between different levels. Like I think between tomato and kai.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the thing.
I don't know. You need to the one of the later Mekubalim to figure that one out. I don't know. Okay, so that's as far as the bracha of Shekach Alei Ba'olamei. Now, what about Birchas Ilanis? So the question by Birchas Ilanis, and here's the two sides of the argument. We'll see in the Achronim. The two sides of the argument. So again, the bracha of Shekach Alei Ba'olamei, that's in the category of Hanas Re'iyah. That's from the Rambam. That's clear in the Rambam. That's why the threshold is so high. What about Birchas Ilanis? Is Birchas Ilanis also a Hanas Re'iyah thing? That when you see a blossoming tree, that's a beautiful sight, especially after a long winter, it's a nice thing. So that's also Hanas Re'iyah, right? Is that what it is? Or maybe it's part of a different category of brachas. What other category of brachas could it be? It could be a category of brachas that we have when there is a Chiddush in Ma'aseh Bereishis. So I'll give you an example. Last night we did Kiddush Levana. What's Kiddush Levana? The Hana, when you see a new moon, it's not a Hana thing. It's an opportunity to remind. It's a natural phenomena that reminds you, or that's an indication. It reminds you, takes you back to Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Hashem creates the world. So usually, you know, Olam Kimin Hagenayik, the world continues on. We don't notice the fact that there's a Chiddush in creation that reminds us of the talk of the whole world is a Chiddush. But when you have certain moments, natural phenomena that reminds you of a Chiddush. So it's not when you make a bracha, it's not because I have such pleasure from the new moon. It's the new moon is reminding me of the Rabbanu Shlomo created the world. So I'm using this opportunity to make a bracha on Chiddush Ma'aseh Bereishis. So maybe Birchas Ilanis is like that. It's not the pshat that I go and see a blossoming tree, it's so overwhelmingly beautiful that I make a bracha because of the pleasure. It's an indication. It's just like seeing a new moon. It reminds me of Chiddush HaOlam. So make a bracha like that. That's a debate. And there's many nafkaminas, by the way. I mean, for example, if it's in the category of pleasure, of Hanas Re'iyah, then we'll see in a second, if you see the same thing over and over again, then the Hanas is not there, right? So if I see this beautiful, amazing scene for the first time, okay, that's... But if I see it the next day and the next day, then I lost the thing. So when you're dealing with brachas that are on Hanoah of seeing, you have to say the bracha the first time. If you missed it the first time and you see it the next day, it doesn't have the same impact. But when it comes to the new moon, right? Is there a chumrah? You ever heard of such a chumrah that if a person didn't make Kiddush Levana the first opportunity, you're not allowed to look at the moon until you make Kiddush Levana? There's no such thing, right? Why? Because it's not about the Hanoah of the moon. It's using it as a springboard to make a bracha on Ma'aseh Bereishis. So by Birchas Ilanis, if a person missed the first opportunity, you know what I'm saying? So like, there's many nafkaminas of what category it is, right? There's such a thing. You're not allowed to look at a fruit tree until you make a bracha. There's no such thing, right? So we'll see. So which category is it? So it's like this. Go back to Marmok in number 5, the Rambam. Again, we all know that the Rambam is always very organized and meticulous. So the Rambam, this is in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel. And the Rambam started the Halacha by talking about the Shekach Alei Ba'olamei, which the Rambam held was a bracha on the pleasure of seeing it, right? So again, let's just read it together. Haroya Briyas Nois, and Musakonis Beyoiser, Vilanis Toivis, Kain Mevarch, Shakachalai Berlami, right? That was the first bracha. In the same halacha, says the Rambam, Hayoitse Lesadais Oileginis, a person that goes out to the fields or orchards, right? Beyoime Nisan, during the times of Nisan, Veroya Ilanois Parchais, and he sees trees that are blossoming, Vinitsonim Oilim, and the buds are coming up. Mevarech, Bracha to Hashem Lakin Melchailam, Shalchisa Berlami Klum, Ubarabai Brias Tivis, Vilanas Tivis, Vinois, Kdei Lohanis Ben Bene Adam. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam put it in the same halacha as the first bracha of Shekach Alei. Now, the fact that the Rambam put it in the same halacha already tells you, or at least indicates, that it's in the same category. So just like the bracha of Shekach Alei was a bracha clearly in the Rambam's world of seeing, of Hana seeing, that's why it has to be such an unbelievable threshold to hit, right? Misukonis Beyoiser. So in that same halacha, says the Rambam, the concept of Birchas Ilanis. So it sounds like Birchas Ilanis is also in that category, and it also sounds like this. The Rambam again added something to the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Hayoytzi l'sadais oileginas." Person goes out to the fields and orchards, and he sees trees blossoming. Why does Rambam have to give us an address? You go, you see a tree blossoming. So enough, you know where it is. If I see it, I'm in the projects, and there's like one little area that has some dirt, and a tree comes out of it. So also, it's blossoming. I can't make it. No. that's Bashan Abriyas, yeah, Shechianu. So that's okay. So the Sadeh Silaginas. The answer is because the Rambam's painting a picture. The Rambam is saying is that listen, the threshold of Birchas Ilanis is not as high as Shekach Alei Berlami, Maskim, but it has to be a Geshmak experience. So Rambam is saying, so it's not just I'm seeing a tree randomly. Sadeh Ginas. And over there, you see like trees blossoming. That's already a beautiful sight. Again, it doesn't hit the threshold of Shekach Alei Berlami, which means that therefore we say that bracha of Birchas Ilanis. But Lamais, it's in the same category. That's what the Rambam seems to hold. That's why, by the way, there are paiskim that say this, that a person, it's a chumra. It's a, you know, again, I'll be din, you don't have to, but like it's a chumra to make Birchas Ilanis on more than one tree. You know, there should be multiple trees blossoming. You know, and one of the reasons is for this. It's because it has to be, like the Rambam says, sadeis, ginois, you know, things like that. So, you're like botanical gardens or something. You see a lot of trees. It's a different experience than just seeing one orange tree in someone's backyard. It's a different type of experience. But again, that's what you see from the Rambam, that it's all one big inyan. So both, so Shekach Alei Berlami is for sure a bracha and hana. The Birchas Ilanis, the Rambam also seems to say, also it's a bracha and hana. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Marmok number 6, the tour, okay? The tour in Simen, the tour in Simen Reish Chaf, in Reish Chaf Dalad, talks about all the brachas that you have on Hanof or seeing. Mashan Habriyas, Shekach Alei Berlami, that's all in Simen Reish Chaf Dalad. Says the tour, then the tour stops, okay, Reish Chaf Dalad is over. And now he starts a new simon, Reish Chaf Hei. Reish Chaf Hei only has one sif. What's the one sif in Reish Chaf Hei? Birchas Ilanis. Says this tour whatchamacallit? I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Reish Chaf. Okay, let's do that again. Reish Chaf Hei is the bracha, is the simon talking about hana of seeing, right? And Reish Chaf Vav is a standalone simon talking about just Birchas Ilanis. So take a look at it. We'll skip a little bit. Go to Marmukah number 8. Here, you know. Okay, let's do 6. We'll try to go in order. Okay, Marmukah number 6. This is the tour at the end of Reish Chafei. Okay, so again, Reish Chafei is talking about the Hana of seeing, and over here he records the bracha of Shekach Alei Berlami. Like the Rambam said, that's the bracha on the Hana of seeing. Ra Briyas Tayvos, Ay Behemos Vilanis Tayvos. I'm a bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shekach Alei Berlami. Shekach Alei Berlami. Now, by the way, the tour definitely holds that this is a bracha on the Hanav seeing. First of all, it's in the same simen as all the other brachas that are about seeing. But the tour also adds another halach over here. Gami zek kasav haravid. The tour says the ravid said that this bracha of Shekach Alei Berlami is dafka b'pam rishayna mevarech aleihem. It's the first time you saw this thing. It was the first time you see. Grand Canyon. The first time you see it. Again, we don't make this bracha shekach alei, but like whatever the thing is, this natural thing that's so breathtaking, right? it says the Rav, it's only the first time in your life you ever saw it. Once you've seen it, then it's not, then it doesn't hit the threshold anymore. V'lo yoyser. V'lo yachayrim, and you don't make a bracha on anything else. Elim kein ro noyimam, unless it's something nicer. So if you could find, the next time you go to Mars and you see an even grander canyon than the Grand Canyon, then you make another bracha. But so why is this detail is also telling us because it's about Hanos Riyas. So it's like it has to be unbelievably amazing and only the first time you saw it. Because after the first time, it's not unbelievably amazing anymore, right? By Kiddush Levana, again, Kiddush Levana, you make the same bracha every month, right? Because it's not about being taken, about your breath being taken away, right? It's about Kiddush HaHoylam. So that's in Reish Chav Hey. So Reish Chav Hey, the Torah agrees with the Rambam, Shekach Loi Boilama means Hanov Riyah. Okay? Take a look at Maramach number 8. Let's skip Maramach number 8. Now Reish Chavav, a standalone simen. Hayoitze b'mais Nisan, a person that goes in during the days of Nisan. V'roya ilanos shemetzien perach, and you see trees that are giving off blossoms. Oimer, you make the bracha shleichisar, the bracha birchas ilanos. So again, why does the Torah have to make a new simen out of this? We make a new simen out of this. And this is the only thing in the simen. It's the only line in the simen, it's birchas ilanos. Why can't he just make it to the last part of Reish Chavav? So the answer is that according to the Torah, it's a different category. The bracha of Shekach Alei B'Lama is what? Is a bracha on the pleasure of seeing things. But the bracha of Birchas Ilanos is a new Indian. It's more of a category of like Kiddush Levana. It's using it as an opportunity to make a bracha on the renewal of the world, on the renewal of the world, just like Kiddush Levana is. Say it again. Shaloi Chisa B'Lama Kwan. Yeah. Listen, it could be if you hold that it's about the chiddush of Maaseh Bereishis. Maybe it's more matim, because if it's hanos riyah, then it's something positive. If it's a chiddush of Maaseh Bereishis, then you're using it as a springboard that the whole world bechlal is shalom, is perfect, it's complete. So maybe that's to do with that. I'm not sure it's a good horror. Right, it's different. Yeah. So the nusach habracha sounds like that also. Okay, so by the way, now we'll see another prat about this. Take a look at Maramaka number 9. The Torah in Simen Reish Chavav, where he talks about Birchas Ilanos, he says another detail. And it's Negei Tahalacha. Says the Torah, Vim Icher Levarech. Let's say a person pushed off making a bracha on Birchas Ilanos, Ad Achar Shegadlo Peres, until the fruit have already grown. Right? So you're supposed to make a bracha when the tree blossoms. But let's say you didn't make a bracha then, and you waited until is mamish tangerines on the tree, or peaches, whatever. It's like mamish a fruit. So lo yivarachayd, you can't make a bracha again. You can't make a bracha again. That's what the Torah says. Okay? The Gemara said you have to see a blossoming tree.
That's not to be mamish, the beginning phase of blossoming.
The beginning phase, yeah. So that's what the Torah says. If the peiris are already there, it's not. So Maramok number 10, the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef on the Torah says as follows. Divrei tamheim. The words of the Torah that he just said, that if you wait until the fruits are there, it's already too late. Divrei tamim, that makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. First of all, why does it make a lot of sense? It makes a lot of sense. I guess both categories that he explained it, but I think for the Beis Yosef to say like, oh, that's a good, like, that's totally obvious. If you hold like the Torah Lishitasai, that it's a Kiddush Levana type of bracha, then the Kiddush Levana, we go and make Kiddush Levana until half until the 15th of the month, right? Once it's 15th of the month, it's too late. Why? Because only till the 15th is the month, is the moon becoming renewed. I mean, the whole idea is that you're not just making a bracha on a static world. You're trying to make a bracha when the world is, when you have something in nature that is in a state of renewal, and you use that as an opportunity to make a bracha on the Chiddush HaOlam. So when the moon is already full, it's too late. So says the Torah, well, that's why you're making Birchas Ilanos too. So if you wait until the fruit is already finished, then that's no different than the moon being full. Like, it's too late. Says the Beis Yosef, Divrei Tamim. That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. But says the Beis Yosef, Avla Mordechai Kasav, the Mordechai is not like that. One of the Rishayin, the Mordechai in Maseches Bracha says, Dim Leiro at Shegid Leiperis. Certainly Lechatchil, you should make the bracha right away. But says the Mordechai, not like the Torah. If you made a bracha, if you waited until the fruits are already there, Tzarech Levarach, you should make the bracha. V'chein Kasav Gos Maimnis. Agos Maimnis. Another one of the Rishonim also says the same thing. So says the Beis Yosef, it's Machlokes. We paskim like the Torah, though, that you should only make the bracha when it's in early stages. The question is, why would the Mordechai and the Agos Maimnis disagree? The Torah, like the Beis Yosef, is Divrei Tam. So the answer is, again, if you hold like the Rambam, that it's a matter of Hana, then you can make the argument, okay, you know, seeing a blossoming tree is beautiful, but seeing a tree with fruits are also beautiful. And it's the first time in the season that you saw it. So, no. So you can make a bracha on that. So this itself could be in the machlokes. If the bracha is about Kiddush Olam and the models like Kiddush Levana, well, just like by Kiddush Levana, once the moon is complete, you can't make a bracha anymore because it's outside of the renewal stage. So once the tree has fruits already, it's outside of its renewal stage too. So that's why the Torah says you can't make a bracha then already. It's too late. But if the model is not Kiddush Levana, the model is just beautiful sights, then, you know, if it's been a long cold winter, then it's beautiful to see a blossoming tree, and it's beautiful to see a tree with fruit. So, okay, so you should say the bracha as soon as you can. It's the reason Magdim L'mitzvahs, but it's not like you lost the opportunity. And so this is the Machlokes Rishonim. So again, this is what it boils down to. It's this basic Machlokes Rishonim. What's the nature of the bracha? Okay, there's other details of this, but that's basically what it boils down to. So it's as follows. You know, as we mentioned many times, Nigla always, there's Machlokesim, right? But with Pnimius, those different camps in Nigla complete each other in Pnimius. Okay, so what we have right now is these two different camps and different debates of what the inner of Birchas Ulanis is. Is it Hanos Re'iyah? Is it the pleasure of seeing a new tree? Or is it Chiddush Olam? Right? That's the Machlokes. Okay, so what's the Pnimius? Say it again. No, the Gemara only says to make one bracha, shalichi sabar lamei kua.
Each one has its own, like,
no, I think it's still considered one hana. It's just like the hana of seeing a new, seeing the trees coming to light. You know, seeing a healthy tree. You know what I'm saying? A living tree. It's just that the first opportunity to see that is when the tree blossoms, and if you missed that, at least you could say when the fruits are there. But it's considered to be the same type of hana. Okay, so why is it B'yamei Nisan? I guess B'yamei Nisan because that's the. So take a look at Maramaka number 13. This is from Shar Kavanas. Okay, we know in the Gemara. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua when Hashem created the world, right? Was the world created b'Nisan or b'Tishrei, right? Rabbi Yeshua says the world was created b'Nisan. Rabbi Lezer says the world was created b'Tishrei. It's machlokes. So the Arizal in Shar Kavanis and Tzadi Gimel Amid Gimel, Tzadi Alpha Amid Gimel, so the Arizal says as follows. It's a little bit a typo here. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, this machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua when the world was created, Nisan or Tishrei, They're both true. Just they're talking about different aspects of the world. Mar ayri bebechinas chitzonius, shuklolius ha'olamus ba'atzman, umar ayri bebechinas pnimius, shuinin ha'neshamus. V'loy pligi. So it says the reason like this. There's no achlokes. There's two sides to reality. There's pnimius and chitzonius. Pnimius and chitzonius. Another word that the Arizal uses to describe these two dimensions of pnimius versus chitzonius is oilamis and neshamis, right? Just like in the world, right? You have the space that neshamis, you know, we're the pnimius, you know. So neshamis are neshamis like aka pnimius and oilamis aka chitzonius. So it says the Arizal, the Zomach Lagos or Lazar Yeshua, they're both true. The one is talking about chitzonius. And one is talking about Pnimius Oilemus, Neshamus. Two separate things. Which one's which? Which one's which? So take a look at Maramaka number 14. It's the Nahar Sholem, the Rashash in Nahar Sholem. Says the Rashash like this. Ki Rabbi Eliezer, who held that the world is created in Tishrei. So if you take a look in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, where this Machlokes is, each one, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, each one brings a raya to themselves. Rabbi Lezer brings a raya from the fact that agriculturally, Tishrei is a time of where there's the rainy season and energy is beginning to gather. Rabbi Yeshua brings a raya from animals mating. When animals mate, it's during the times of Nisan. So says the Rashash like this, Rabbi Lezer may be raya ma'asavim ve'ilonis. Rabbi Lezer brings a raya to his opinion that the world is created in Tishrei from plant life. Shem chitzonis ailus, because Rabbi Eliezer is talking about chitzonis. Rabbi Yeshua may be writing balei chayim, shem pnimius ailus. So again, so summing it up, Again, these are just the words of the Arizal. So again, the Arizal says, Machlokes Rabbi Yishuv, when was the world created? Tishrei or Nisan? The answer is both true. One's in Chitzainis, one's in Pnimis. And which one's which? Says Rashash. Tishrei is Chitzainis, Nisan is Pnimis. Okay, fine. So now it's just, okay. So now, from here, at least we have the beginnings of identifying why it would be appropriate during the times of Nisan to make a bracha on Chiddush Olam. Right? If you think about it, Kiddush Levana is every month. But on a yearly level, Birchas Eilonis, according to that camp, right? Let's say according to the tour, right? That it's a bracha on Chiddush Olam. So it's not just like, okay, it's a nice tree and it's like it reminds me. There is a Chiddush Olam taking place in Nisan. There is a Chiddush Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is recreating the world in Nisan. He recreated the world in Tishrei and recreates the world in Nisan. In the Chitzainis of the world is created in Tishrei and the Pnimis of the world is created in Nisan. Fine. So now we have a little bit of a deeper, at least the beginning of a deeper understanding of that camp, that Birchas Eilonis is about making a bracha on Chiddush Olam. Why it's appropriate is because there is a Chiddush Olam taking place in Nisan. Literally, there is a Chiddush Olam. It's not just using it as a springboard. You know, it's mamish a Chiddush Olam taking place, which is the Chiddush Olam in on a pnimistic level. So now, so one second. Now let's explain. What does it mean pnimis and chitzainis? Like, what does this mean? So, see this. Take a look at Maramok number 15. This is a piece from a mimer from the Rebbe Rashab. It's called Yontif Shel Rosh Hashanah. It's in Tafresh Samach Vav, the Rebbe Rashab gave a hamshach. He would say mamarim every day, every week, whatever it is. And it was one hamshach for a whole year. Tafresh Samach Vav, one hamshach. And it was a pel, every single Shabbos, when he said a mimer, it was one long hamshach, one long Torah. But every week he would connect that particular piece of the Torah that he was up to that parasha. And whatever the yontif that it was up to, whatever. So it started on Rosh Hashanah. So the mimer starts, yontif shel Rosh Hashanah, tafresh samach vav. It's a hemshech tafresh samach vav. It's a very fundamental mimer when it comes to chassidus. So in that mimer on page Tzadi Zayin, the Rashab talks about a very, like a subtle zach, but it's one, like one of his inyanim that he talked about a lot. Which is as follows. We know within a person, so a person does something, right? So a guy, makes himself a cup of coffee, whatever it is. So that's the final step of something that started much, much earlier, right? Much, much earlier. By the time it actually gets to the point of where his hands take a cup and make a cup of coffee, that's already something behind the scenes in his brain has been moving to get to that place. So in the Svarim we find, the Rashab is talking about this, is that inside a person there's something that's called Ratzon. It's your desire, your will. That's even before your thought, right? And it's like, you have to make a calculated cheshbon of like where the coffee is, how to make coffee, but that's already Chochmah and Bina and Das, that's already, but before that there has to be a Ratzon, you have to want. You have to want. So, and even by the way, even Ratzon is like, I want a cup of coffee. But even before I articulate that desire of wanting coffee, what do I want? I want to feel awake a little bit. I feel tired, right? So, and then once I identify that Ratzon, once there's a Ratzon of being alive, right, of being awake, right, and now I make a calculated cheshbon of what could I do to make myself awake? Ah, I need a cup of coffee. Now I want a cup of coffee. But the deep Ratzon was, I want to have chiyas. I want to feel chiyas. But then the question is, but why do I want to feel chiyas? Like, what's motivating that ratzon? So the answer is, what motivates ratzon is tanug, is pleasure. There's got to be some feeling of pleasure in being alive and being awake that then then takes on and inspires a desire for being awake. And then once there's a desire to be awake, now your seichel gets involved and says, okay, and coffee is going to be the way to do it, right? Maybe it's the answer, maybe it's not the answer, whatever it is, but that's the model. So you have these two, the more deeper layers that from there emerge the practical decision-making process of what coffee and how to get it, the deeper layers is ratzon and tanug. Ratzon and tanug. Now what the Rashab is talking about is the relationship between those two things. And the whole mimer over here, this section of the mimer, it's a hard section, but he's talking about this relationship of what's stronger, what's more, what's deeper, what's the more essential layer? Is it tanug or is it ratzon? Because the Rashab points out that very often they can, one can overtake the other. Like you could make yourself like something. You know, you could convince yourself that you like something, right? And sometimes pleasure tells you what you want, what you like. So sometimes Ratzon is stronger than Tanug, sometimes Tanug is stronger than Ratzon. You could force yourself to do something that you don't enjoy, right? So Ratzon could be higher than Tanug. But on the other hand, Bederach Klal, you only want to do something that you have pleasure in. So what's the dynamic? So that's what he's talking about. So it says the Rashab like this. The Inyan Hu. Then Tanug v'Ratzon Shneim Banim Misharish Echad Mamish Ve'etzem HaNefesh. Says the Rashab, you know what is Ratzon and Tanug b'chlal? So once there's a thought that says, I want a cup of coffee, okay, now you're talking about a specific Zach, and now there's a direction. But what is that, like Ratzon and Tanug? Like, what is that? So says the Rashab, Tanug v'Ratzon are both coming, they're both coming from the same place, which is Etzem HaNefesh. So he says, V'loishem beis kaiches muvdalim. These are not different, you know, there's a kaich of intellect in the mind, there's a kaich of emotions. There's no two separate energies that's called the pleasure and Ratzon. It's not two separate things. It's when the nefesh makes itself known, that's how it makes itself known, by the person sensing pleasure and sensing wanting. That's how you know the nefesh is being activated. Like, why do you to want something? All you have to do to want something is like point your nefesh to it. You know what I mean? When you point your nefesh to something, automatically there's a Ratzon for it. So this Ratzon and Tanug, they're both expressions of the soul. When the soul is alert, when the soul is activated, it automatically brings out these experiences of Tanug and pleasure and Ratzon. Now the question is, that the seichel then comes into sort of like direct that, because the seichel doesn't like things to be so floaty, right? The seichel wants to understand, like, what am I feeling right now? So the seichel says, oh, you're feeling tanug, you're feeling Ratzon, it's probably because you want a cup of coffee. And you're imagining why the pleasure that you're going to get from the cup of coffee. Okay, so let me show you where the coffee is. That's what seichel does. But really, the seichel is coming to just explain a phenomenon that's deeper than the seichel, which is the awakening of the nefesh. That's why in Chassidus, when a person feels tanug and Ratzon, even though the seichel will then say, yeah, it's about coffee, but Chassidus says, even though you maybe should have a cup of coffee, and you'll get a cup of coffee, it'll be fine. But realize that the awakening of the nefesh is not for the coffee. The awakening of the nefesh is for something much deeper than the coffee. So give the nefesh its proper expression, which is to elikus. Yeah, you also need a cup of coffee, but don't allow your seichel to convince you that the entire inyan of your tanig and ratzon that's been activated is purely for the cup of coffee. It's not like that. That's what Chassidus does, right? So he'll explain. He says shneim boy mishar shechad mamish. They both come from the same place, rock. But here's the difference. Shatanug hu apnimi, v'ratzon hu achitzay. In the dynamic of this, when the nefesh becomes awakened, the pnimi of the nefesh, the deeper experience of the nefesh is felt by the person as tanuk. The chitzonius of the nefesh is then felt as ratzon. Ulakach hatanugu behelam dafka. That's why the pleasure is more secretive. It's more inside. It's more inside. Like you could, it's more internal. V'haratzin hu bezgalos davka. The ratzin is more on the open. It's more on the outside. It's more noticeable. It's more connected to a thing. But tanig is more internal. It's more internal. Dine ratzin hu amshachas hanefesh. Ratzin means the nefesh being drawn to something. So that's already, a little bit more external. K'may hayesh es nafshecha. So this is what the Rashab says again. So you have these two qualities of tanug and ratzon. They're both expressions of the soul, the deeper expressions of the soul. Tanug is the deeper, is pnimi, and ratzon is chitzayni.
The idea of tanug is also considered tanug? Because the idea of tanug comes, then ratzon, and then actual tanug.
So the experience of Tanuk comes. There's a certain Tanuk in the person himself, of the Mis'anig within oneself. And then the Seichel comes to give it words.
Sure.
Yeah.
The Ratzin is always driven in some way by
Tanuk. Yeah. Yeah, at some point, the reason why you want this is because you get some Tanuk in. Yeah, that's why Tanuk is considered to be Pin. Because it's the engine, to a certain degree, that's driving the force that's behind Ratzin. What does this have to do with what we're talking? Remember Birchus Ilanus? Yeah? So what are we talking about? Okay. The Rabbanu Shalom created the world, B'tzel Melekim, yeah? Hashem created the world like a human, like Kiviyachal human being. The world is recreated in the image of Hashem. When Hashem wants something, when you want a cup of coffee, it doesn't automatically appear. Yeah? Not yet, right? So it doesn't work like that, right? But Hashem is not like that. When Hashem wants something, it immediately happens. So that means, let's go back. The Arizal said is that there's two tekufas in creation of the world. There's Tishrei and Nisan. Tishrei is in Chitzanis, Nisan is in Pnimis. What does it mean? What does it mean, Pnimis and Chitzanis in creation? So the Rashab identified for us that in the internal creative process, in the internal process of the Nefesh, Pnimi is when your Tanug is awakened, and Chitzani is when your Ratzin is awakened. Now, as the human being, when your Tanug is awakened and your Ratzin is awakened, nothing happened yet, because you still need to actually go get the cup of coffee. But by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, when these internal kiviyachol revelations take place, things happen. So based on this, and Chassidus will explain as follows, is that there's two sides to creation. There's the world that was created, the Chitzanis, that was created by Chitzanis, that means the world that's created, Baratzen. Hashem wanted there to be light and to be trees and to be people, and Ratzin. And that side of creation is called Chitzanis. That's the Tishrei side. But then there's the deeper side of creation, which is, why does Hashem want all of this? The answer is because the Tanug and the pleasure that he gets from it. And when the Rabbanu Shalom feels the Tanug, kiviyachol, of creation, that also creates reality. And that's the Pnimi, the Tanug is Pnimi, right? Like the Rashab said. And that Tanug that Hashem has in creation creates reality, the Pnimi side of reality, which is Nisan. So you would say it as follows. In Tishrei, the world that's created in Tishrei is a world that Hashem officially wants. Nisan is the world that Hashem creates, that Hashem enjoys. Now, think about it. We always mimic Hashem. Like we mirror back to Him. What's the mode of Tishrei? Malchus, Hashem is the king, right? King means, like, just because I said so. That's Ratzin, right? It's like, what does the world feel? What's the energy of Tishrei? The energy of the world of Tishrei is that we exist because Hashem said so. So because we exist because Hashem said so, so we are good boys and girls, and we're also going to do what Hashem says because He said so. So the whole thing of Tishrei is Ratzin. We're mamlech Hashem beratzin, but it's ratzin, like because I said so. And that's what Tishrei is about. That's chitzonius. What's Nisan? Nisan is kindlech, the world that I created 6 months ago in Tishrei. Now on Nisan, I'm going to reveal to you that I didn't just create the world because, like, stam is like, I created the world because it's so delicious, and I enjoy your avodas Hashem, and I enjoy your existence so much. It gives me so much tanug. And then all of a sudden, there's an emergence of tanug of Hashem, which then creates a deeper layer of reality, which is not just a reality of like existence because Hashem said so. It creates a reality of existence because Hashem loves it, and Hashem has pleasure in it. And that itself, the pnimius of creation is renewed through the revelation of Hashem's pleasure in creation. The chitzonius of creation is renewed on Tishrei, because of the Ratzon of Hashem to have the world. The Pnimius of the world is recreated in Nisan because of the pleasure that Hashem has in the world that He created, that He wants. It's the Tanug behind the scenes. Let's go back. This is why the two camps, the two camps of Birchas Ilanis. Is it because of the chiddush of creation, or is it because of the pleasure that you get from seeing the new tree? The answer is in Pnimius, it's the same thing. The chiddush of creation is the Nisan chiddush of creation is the Tanug that Hashem has in creation. The Tishrei Dikah chiddush of creation is the Ratzon that Hashem has to create the world. But it can be cold and calculated. The Nisan chiddush of creation is what? Is the Pnimius of creation that's renewed in Nisan as a result of Hashem's Tanug in creation. Which means that the renewal of creation, a.k.a. the Tur Shita, and the Hanoah in creation, a.k.a. the Ramam Shita, is literally the same thing. Because that's what that is the side of the universe that's being recreated in Nisan, the side of creation, the deeper, soulful Pnimius of creation, which is being rejuvenated through not Hashem wanting the world, like against our will, but desiring the world. The Tanug of Hashem and his experience in the world giving him pleasure, kivyachol, that's what generates the renewal of creation in Nisan. So the renewal of creation in Nisan and the pleasure of the world in Nisan is literally the same thing. And that's what these two shitas are, literally the same idea. This is why, said the Kamarna, if a person makes the bracha, shekach alayv lechisa b'arlo meklum, it's not so bad. In Adarabba, you have the kavanas keser kol aksarim, because that is a halis and a neshamas l'sharshan. It brings the neshama back to its source. What's the ultimate source of a neshama? It's tanuk. That's its shayrish. And the whole inning of the bracha, so when you make the bracha of shalichisa b'alam eklom, we paskin like the tour. You don't make a bracha after the fruits are already there. We paskin that it's on chiddush olam. But says the Kamarna, but in Pnimi it's the chiddush olam is also a bracha of Hana, which is Shekach Alei Bailamai. So if you made the two brachas together, it's Nishka Ferlach and Adraba, now it's an opportunity to highlight the Pnimius, which is that the renewal of creation is the Hana that Hashem has in creation, which is the Pnimius of what all reality is coming from. And that's Shekach Alei Bailamai, Keser Kol Aksarim, Lahalis HaNeshamas L'Sharsham. And the ultimate cherish of a neshama is not that Hashem wanted the neshama. The ultimate cherish of a neshama is that Hashem delights and has pleasure in the neshama. That's the cherish on the neshama. You understand? The actual neshama, the actual world, that's created because Hashem said so, because Hashem wants the world. But the pnimius on neshama is rejuvenated in Nisan because Hashem has pleasure in the world that He created. So this is the ikra avoid of Nisan is a what? And this is what Pesach is. What's in the Pesach? Pesach is the Rabbanu Shel Olam taking the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Not just them, it's a Jewish people's birthday. It's a Jewish people's emergence into the world. That's the birth of the Jewish people is Pesach. What do you mean the birth of the Jewish people? We existed already in Mitzrayim. There's the Avos, the Shivim Nefesh, 600,000 are in Mitzrayim. So why is, what's the birthday of Pesach? The answer is, in Chitzainis, of course, we existed. The Jewish people existed from Avram Avinu. And if we existed, it means the Rabbanu Shalom wanted us to exist. So in Chitzainis, the Jewish people already existed in Mitzrayim for generations. What's the birth of the Jewish people on Pesach? The birthday is that now the Rabbanu Shalom revealed that He enjoys our existence. That He didn't just want us to be. He has pleasure in our existence. He has Hanoah, the Tanug of Hashem, emerges through the Jewish people. B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. And that's the birth of the Jewish people on Pesach is reflective of the birth of the birth of creation during Nisan time, which is not the creation that exists because Hashem said so. The creation that exists because Hashem loves it. So on a nation's level, the Jewish people existed before Pesach because Hashem said so. But on Pesach, we begin to exist because Hashem loves us and Hashem derives pleasure in us. That's why it's Pesach, is in Nisan. It's the same time as a rejuvenation of the world. Said the Rashbam, the Mishnah says, don't eat matzah erev Pesach, don't eat sudas erev Pesach. You want to be able to eat matzah l'teyoven with a geshmak. Hidr mitzvah. We asked the question, what hidr mitzvah is it? It says eat matzah. The answer is, if you eat matzah, you don't enjoy it, it's a rotzen. Obviously, you want to eat matzah, you're doing it because you have to. But the holiness of Pesach is what? The holiness of Pesach is to connect to the tanug that Hashem has in Knesset Yisrael, the tanug that Hashem has in creation, and from there the Jewish people are reborn, and from there the whole world is reborn because of the tanug that Hashem has. So the avoid of Pesach, therefore, is what? Is to have tanug in the matzah, to enjoy the matzah. And that itself is the hidr mitzvah of matzah. So halacha l'maisa, what comes out of this is that the ikar inyan, not the ikar, but I'm saying a very big avoda by Pesach is enjoy yontif, enjoy it, enjoy the matz, enjoy the mar, enjoy that seba, enjoy the days leading up to Pesach where it's avoda dik. Enjoy it. Know that the Ribbono Shel Olam has hana and tanuk from your avodas Hashem and from your existence. On Nisan, again by Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah, we remind ourselves that Hashem, that we exist because Hashem wants us to exist, and therefore we're avdei Hashem. On Pesach, we remind ourselves that Hashem, that we exist because Hashem, not just wants us to exist, because Hashem enjoys our existence and He wants a relationship with us. That's bnei b'char Yisrael, and that's the chiddush of Pesach. Shetaka v'zaycha to feel that hana and that ischachus of the tanuk of Hashem. The bias goes like rachamim me'er v'meinu.
Amen. Thank you.